Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller and we are together learning Masechet Megillah. We are on Daf Chet Amud Aleph 8a, towards the middle of the page, at the third Mishnah. There are three Mishnahs on this page. We're on the bottom Mishnah. It's about, I would say, a third of the way down the page. We are now going to be, we've been talking about Mishnayot that are comparing two things that are very similar, but have a limited number of differences between them. And now we're going to start a new topic related to that. And it's a little bit of an obscure topic. It's the topic of Zav, which is a man who experiences some kind of emission from his penis. We don't know what kind of emission it is. It can't be something that is due to sickness or some other cause, but it could be semen, and it could be something similar. So the Torah has a long description of this in the middle of Vayikra. It's the Parshat Metsora, chapter 15 in the book of Vayikra. And there it describes what happens if a man has such an emission. They call him a zav. And what it describes is that he becomes tameh if he has such an emission. And it describes his tame. It's specifically that if he lies down on something, then the thing that he lies down becomes tame. And if he sits on something, then the thing he sits on becomes tame. And along with a number of other scenarios in which he can, by touching things, cause them to become tame. And then it describes how he becomes purified, which is that he needs to, in order to be purified from his ziva, he needs to count 7 days in which he has no further emissions, and then he needs to go to the mikvah, that's all on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he has to bring a karban. He has to bring two torim, two turtle doves, or two other kinds of doves, in order to complete his purification process. Now, even though the Torah doesn't clearly specify it, the rabbis understand that there are three levels of Zav. There's a man who sees one emission on one day and then doesn't see any further emissions. And that man is not considered a Zav. He is considered like someone who had a seminal emission. He has a certain level of Tumah. He does become Tamei, but it's a Rishon LeTumah. It's a lower level of Tumah, and he can become purified in a much easier way. He doesn't have to count 7 days. However, if he sees two emissions, either two on the same day or one on one day and one on the next day, he gets a higher level of Tumah. He becomes an Av HaTumah, a more severe level of Tumah, and he does have to count the 7 days. However, the person who sees only two emissions does not have to bring the karban on the eighth day. If he, however, sees three emissions, either three on one day or three over 2 days, or one and one and one on three separate days, he becomes the highest level of Zav. And not only is his Tumah at an Av HaTumah level, but he also has to bring the Karban on the eighth day. And this matches somewhat the description that we have for women related to the topics of Nida and Zava. We won't get into that now, but we will mention it briefly during the Sugya. So with that introduction, most of which comes out of the verses in the first 15 psukim of chapter 15 of Vayikra, the Mishnah says as follows: Ein bein zav haroeh shtei re'iot. There is no difference between a zav who has seen two emissions, l'roeh shalosh, to one who has seen three emissions, ela karban, except that the one who sees three has to bring this karban of two turtle doves on the eighth day. So the Gemara, in its fashion, is now going to identify the things that are similar between a zav who sees two emissions and a zav who sees three emissions. Ha le'inyan mishkavu moshav usfirat shiva zev zeshavin. Related these to these other aspects, they are the same. In other words, both a zav who saw two and three, if he lies down on something, that thing becomes tame. If he sits on something, that thing becomes tame. And they both have to count 7 days. On all those aspects, they are equal. The Gemara continues, Minaha Neimile, what is the scriptural source? How do the psukim show this? Ditanu Rabbanan, as the rabbis learned, Rabbi Simai Omer, Rabbi Simai said, Mana Hakatuv Shtayim, v'karu tamei. The Torah counts the word zav twice and calls him a tamei. Shalosh v'karu tamei, and it counts it three times and calls him tamei. Now, in order to understand this, we actually have to look into the verses. I'm going to read them to you and translate. This is the chapter 15. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, Dabru al bnei Israel, speak to the children of Israel, v'amartem aleihem, and say to them, Ish ish, any man, ki yihye zav mibzaro, when he has an emission from his flesh, that's one zav, zovo tamehu, his emission makes him tameh. Since it mentions the word zav twice, we understand that in order to become a zav, he needs to see two emissions. Then the next verse says, v'zot tihye tumato bizovo, this is his tuma with his emission, that's one. Rar bisoro, it's a zovo. His flesh drips his emission. That's two. O hechtim bisoro mizovo. And then it mentions the third time zovo tumatohi. So the second verse is referring to a zav who sees three emissions. Both of them are called tamei. What's the difference between them? Ha ketzad. Continues the Gemara. How is this possible? Shtayim l'tuma, if he sees two emissions, he becomes tameh. V'shalosh l'karban, if he sees three emissions, then he has to bring the additional aspect of the karban. So the Gemara asks, v'imer shtayim l'tuma v'lo l'karban, perhaps if he sees two emissions, he becomes tameh and he doesn't have to bring a karban. Shalosh l'karban v'lo l'tuma, and if he sees three emissions, he has to bring the karban, but he doesn't become tameh. Amart, but you said, but you would say, ad shelo ra'a shalosh ra'a shtayim. But the point is, once he sees two emissions, he already becomes tameh. Why would he then become untameh when he sees three? So this makes more sense. So the Gemara continues with another line of inquiry. V'imer shtayim l'karban v'lo l'tuma. Maybe when he sees two emissions, he has to bring the karban, but he doesn't become tameh. Shalosh af l'tuma, but only when he sees three emissions, he becomes tameh. It's a strange question because the Torah seems to indicate that when he sees two, he becomes tameh. But in any case, that's not the way the Gemara answers it. Lo solka datach, do not think this way. Ditanya, for we learned in a brisa, based on this pasuk, which is at the end of the parsha, V'chiper alav ha-kohen, the Kohen will achieve atonement for him, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, mizovo, from his emission. So the word mizovo is a limitation, and it can be used to exclude. So what we're going to say is that it excludes some types of zav. Miktzat zavin mivi'in karban, some zavs bring a karban, u'miktzat zavin ein mivi'in karban, and some zavs don't bring a karban. Ha ketzad, which is which? How do you work it out? Ra'a shalosh mevi, if he sees three times, then he brings a karban. Shtayim eino mevi, but if he sees twice, he doesn't bring a karban. Oh, eino ela ra'a shtayim mevi, ra'a shalosh eino mevi. How do you know that it's not backward, that it's not the opposite? Maybe if he sees two, he brings a karban. If he brings three, he doesn't bring a karban. Amart ad shelo ra'a shalosh ra'a shtayim. But you could say that before he gets to three, he gets to two. Once he saw two and he becomes tameh, he for sure remains tameh when he sees a third emission, as we said before. V'itztrich. Now we've used two arguments to make this proof. One argument was the argument of Rabbi Simai, that the Torah identifies one verse as a zav who sees two emissions, and the next verse is one who sees three emissions. And then we use this other proof, mizovo, says that there's a difference between zavs, that there are some zavim do require a karban and some do not. Okay, so v'itztrich Rabbi Simai, I require the proof of Rabbi Simai, v'itztrich mizovo, and I require the proof of mizovo. Why? De'i midi Rabbi Simai, if it was for Rabbi Simai, hava amina, I might have thought, ki kushan, like your question. You were asking the question, how do you know that two refers to tuma and three refers to karban? Maybe it's the opposite way. So we had these questions, and the way we answered the question was kamash malan, it comes to teach us mizovo, that you have to make a distinction between the one who sees two emissions and the one who sees three. V'i mizovo, but if you want to make a distinction between a zav who sees two and a zav who sees three, mizovo never says two and three, it just says there's a distinction distinction between Zavim. Lo yadana, I wouldn't know, kama re'iyot, how many times? Maybe the distinction is between a Zav who sees three times and a Zav who sees four times. Kamash malan, so it comes to teach us, the Rabbi Simai taught us that in the verse, if you count the number of times it says the word Zav, you can identify how many times. Okay, we're going to keep going. This is a relatively obscure topic. Okay. Vahashta de amart mizovo lidrasha. So now we learned that you can take this word mizovo and use it to make a drasha. We made it a drasha that you distinguish between two types of zav. And we have another verse that uses the same word. This verse is Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it says, V'chi yitar hazav mizovo, and when the zav will become purified from his emission, V'safar lo shivat yamim, then he should count 7 days. So, my darasht bay, what drasha will you make from that use of the word mizovo? The other mizovo was from verse 15, we were using it. And here this is verse 13. So what drasha will we use for this use of the word mizovo? Hahu mi bayale. This one we need it lichid detanya, as we learn in a brisa. V'chiyitar hazav, when the zav will become purified, l'cheshe yifsok mizovo, he begins to count his 7 days when he stops seeing an emission. So as soon as he sees an emission and he doesn't have another one, he can start to count his 7 days. In other words, if he sees an emission on Tuesday, on Wednesday immediately he can start to count his 7 days, unless he sees another emission, and then it'll kill his count and he'll have to start over again. V'lo mizovo v'nigo, but not from his emission and from his tzara'at. So this is a complicated case where he is already a mitzora. So a mitzora is tameh and has certain restrictions. And he's already a mitzora. And then, lo and behold, to add to his troubles, he also sees he sees this emission. So he becomes a zav. He actually sees two emissions, at least. So he becomes a zav. So what he's allowed to do is mizovo visafar. Because we're only relating to his emission and not to the fact that he's a mitzora, he can start to count his 7 days immediately. Okay, so what we learn is, limed al zav bal shtei re'iyot, we learn about a zav who has seen two emissions, sheta'un sfirat shiva, that he counts 7 days. So even though he's a mitzora, what he can do is he can begin to count his 7 days, and then when he's done with his tzaras, he can go to the mikvah, and the mikvah will count both to end his tzaras and the period of his zavan. Now, he does have to go to the mikvah for both of them, but the point of it is that he can begin to count his 7 days even while he's still a mitzora, and then he can use his mikvah at the end of his mitzora period to end both his mitzora period and his zava period. And we learn that from the word mizovo. Because it says mizovo, it comes to exclude include the idea that he can even count 7 days even if he's a mitzora. Okay, that is all pretty technical stuff. I hope you were able to follow it. We are now two lines from the bottom of Daf Chet. We're going to continue on through the rest of the sugya and knock it out. V'halo dinhu, is this not something that I could have figured out using logical deduction? In other words, I only need a verse to tell me something that I could not have deduced without a verse. And here it wants to argue that I didn't need a verse. Why did I not need a verse? Im mitamei mishkav umoshav lo yehei ta'un sfirat shiva. If a person who is tamei and is an avatame, meaning if he lies down on something, it becomes tame. If he sits on something, it becomes tame. Does not need to count 7 days. That ends Daf Chet Amud Aleph. We turn the page to Daf Bet. Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom Tochiach. This can be disputed by using another case. This case is the case of a woman. So similar to a Zav, who becomes the full measure of a Zav is when he sees three times. Same thing is true with a Zava, a woman who sees three times an emission that comes from her body. She only becomes a Zava Gdola if she sees three times. Now, the only difference is, for a woman, if she sees one emission, she has to wait and see what happens the next day to see if she sees another emission. And then she has to wait and see if she sees another emission on the third day. Okay, but as soon as she sees that first emission, she becomes Tameh. So Shomer Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach, this woman who's seen one day and is waiting to see if she sees the next day, Shemitama Mishkav Moshav, she becomes Tame even if she lies down on something or she sits down on something, Ve'eina Tu'una Sfirat Shiva, but she doesn't need to count 7 days. So since in the case of a woman, she becomes the highest level of Tumah right away, but she doesn't have to count 7 days. Ve'afata, so then you too, Al Titame Al Zeh, don't be surprised, Sha'afal Pishem Itama Mishkav Moshev, that even though a Zav is now at a high level of Tumah, he's seen two emissions, so he's become an Av HaTumah, Lo Yehei Ta'un Sirat Shiva, then he wouldn't need to count 7 days. Talmud Lomar, therefore we need the verse to tell us, Mizovo V'Safar, that as soon as he sees two emissions, he has to count the 7 days. So we need this verse. We cannot derive it logically, because logically, if we were deriving it, we might think it's the same as the case of the woman who doesn't have to count 7 days, even though she has become Tameh. So it says, Miktzas Zovo V'Safar. Even though he is only a Miktzas Zovo, that means he's only seen two emissions, not three, he still has to count 7 days. Limeid Al Zav. So therefore we have learned about a Zav, Bal Shtei Riyot, who has seen two emissions, Sheta'un Sfirat Shiva, that he requires the counting of 7 days. Okay, so all of that is, I think, very confusing. We're almost done, and we're going to keep going to the Mishnah so that we can knock out this section. What we've said here is that we require the word mizovo in Pasuk Yud Gimel to teach us that even a Zav who has seen two emissions has to count 7 clean days. And it is there are slightly different rules for a man who sees an emission, a Zav, and a woman who sees an emission, a Zava. They're not exactly the same. Now, we're going to continue with one other question. We've now made two drashas related to the word mizovo. One of them, as we just saw, teaches that a Zav who sees two has to count 7 clean days. The other one teaches us that only that there's a distinction between a Zav who sees two emissions and a Zav who sees three emissions. But they're very different from each other. One of them comes to include something, meaning it comes to say a Zav who sees twice, he has to count 7 days, and one comes to exclude something. That is, we make a distinction that a Zav who sees three times has to bring a carbon, but a Zav who sees two times does not have to bring a carbon. So in one use of the drasha mizovo, we learn that we have to add on to the Zav counting of 7 days, and in one we learn that you have to take away the carbon. And Rav Papa is bothered by the fact that the same word can be used as a drasha to include and to exclude. So that's what he says. First wide line on Daf Chet Amud Bet. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abai, Maishna hai mizovo, what's the difference that one use of the word mizovo in Pasuk Yud Gimel, de marbe be zav bal shtei re'iyot, that adds on that he has to keep 7 days for a zav who only sees two emissions, umaishna hai mizovo, and what's the difference between this other use of the word zovo in Pasuk Tet Vav, de mima'e be zav bal shtei re'iyot, that it restricts, takes away something from a Zav who sees two times, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Amar le, what Abai is basically going to say to him is that it depends on the context. Isal kadata chai limiute, if you were to think that the one where we added on the 7 days was coming to exclude, coming to take something away from the Zav rather than to add something, Hudaata, that's why it was coming. Lishto kramine, then the Torah didn't have to say anything. In other words, if the point of it was to say that he didn't have to count 7 days, and then if the Torah had said nothing, as we saw above, we wouldn't count 7 days. V'chitema ata midina, and even if you were to argue, as we tried to do above, that you could use it as a logical deduction, shomerat yom keneged yom tochiach, then we would have used the case of the woman who does not have to count 7 days as a proof. So therefore, this zovo had to come to add something, otherwise it wouldn't exist. V'chitema haimi baile mizovo v'lo minigo, and if you want to argue that the other case of the word mizovo in Pasuk Tet Vav was coming to teach that it would be that even when you're a metzora, that you still count your days of zav, im kein lichtov kra v'chiyitar hazav v'lishtok. Then also the Torah didn't have to say what it said. It could have just been quiet. Mizovo lamali, why did it need to add on this last word? It's the very last word of the entire parsha. It could have just said v'chiper alav ha-kohen lifnei Hashem, period, and not said mizovo. Why did it add in that extra word? Limeid alzav bal shtei riyot sh'taun sfirat shiva. I'm using the wrong pasuk there. I apologize. Where it said, this is referring to the pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says v'chi yitar hazav. It could have just said v'chi yitar hazav, and the zav would become purified. Why did it have to add the extra word mizovo? It's not pasuk tedvav. It's pasuk Yud Gimel. To teach you that the one who saw two emissions has to count seven whole days. In other words, the mizovo does not necessarily have to be an exclusion or an addition word. It functions in different ways depending on what's necessary in order to understand the Torah. That is Abaye's argument. That brings us up to the Mishnah on Chet Amud Bet. We'll stop here and we'll continue in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.